Today is Daf Pei Dalet. Paul Weinberg asked me if we can all learn for his nephew. He's in hospital, one very sick little kid. Right. Tinok, they haven't named him yet. They refer to the kid as Tinok HaKohen Ben Sarit. His daughter's son is very sick, a baby.
Sisters.
Okay. So we got up to yesterday on Pei Gimel Amud Bet at the two dots, four lines from the bottom. Tanya Rabdu Stai Ben Yehuda Omer. We're still on the subject of Ayin Tachat Ayin, right? We try to understand Ayin Tachat Ayin. Robert sent out a nice article itself on the Rambam. Actually has a lot to say about it. A lot written, and it appears that Chachamim knew from the time of Moshe Mitzrayim that Ayin Tachat Ayin was money. And everything he has is a difficulty to try and work out the makor for it, but it's obvious that it can't be. We're going to see a few brightness today, funny enough, that would lend you to believe that it could be Ayin Mamash. Mamash Limud Chazak, to show that it's Ayin Mamash, that it's not just a case of Ayin Tachat Ayin, but we know that it isn't. Let's carry on. Tarev Destai Ben Yehuda Omer, Ayin Tachat Ayin, right? Mamon Ata Omer, you say it's Mamon? Mamon or Ainu Ela Ayin Mamash. Maybe no, maybe it's Ayin Mamash. Amarta, so how do we explain this? Hareshaita Einosh. So now the Gemara is presenting a difficulty. If you want to say Ayin Tachat Ayin Mamash, he has a potential difficulty. What's the difficulty? Hareshaita Einosh Elze Gdola, Einosh Elze Ktana. Now if he knocked out a small eye and he's got a big eye, why must he lose a big eye for knocking out a small eye? And what if he's got a small eye and the guy knocked out's got a big eye? Why should he only pay for a small eye for knocking out a big eye? So it's a problem, right? Heyachani kore bei ayin tachat ayin. Right? How do we do this? And bechi taima, you know what bechi taima means, right? Bechi taima is a hava minu. Now bechi taima, you want to say, now maybe he has the solution. How do we solve the solution? Ko ki hai shakil minei mamona. Right? In a case like this, you would pay money. If it was exactly one eye equal, then you take an eye. But when's the mamon? When it isn't exactly the same. You have to have the same mishpat for everybody. Each person has to be equal. So the Gemara says, Amre, Makushi, what's the problem? So here's the answer. Here's the problem solved. We had our big question, how do we do eye for an eye? We have to have mishpat echad yelachem, and therefore, each person's eye has to be the same in order for it to be taken out. No! The Gemara says, maybe we're saying differently. Maybe what did you take from the guy? You took from the guy, nahora, right? You took his light. Now it makes no difference anymore if a guy's got a small eye or a big eye. Because he took light, take light.
So it doesn't
time
matter.
Well, or is light here, but it means if you look at Likutei Rashi says Nahora is or. Nahora means is or. Nahora means or, but it means that he's light that he sees. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. When you see the fact that it means light, we have a concept called Sagi Nahor, and a blind person is referred to in the Gemara language as Sagi Nahor. Sagi means maspik, enough. Nahor, light, enough light. In other words, it's the opposite. That's where the Lashon Sagi Nahor comes from. We had it the other day in our daf a few days ago. Not in this book. We saw it. We spoke about HaKoach HaKatan or HaGadol. We spoke about God. Remember we were speaking about Hashem and we said like the opposite of Hashem. Do you remember that? Anyhow. Okay, you went to that. Okay, so that's Sagi Nahor.
It's got Me'or Enav.
Me'or Enav, right. Sagor Enav. Okay, so I'm ready. So my question is, Nahor Shakyu Mineh. Nahor Amarachmane Nishko Mineh. Right, and therefore we got a problem. We solved the problem. The Gemara says, "Lo di lo tay mahachi." We can't tell. We got a situation. Otherwise, we can never. If we don't say this idea, right, we can never get to a case of mishpat echadia lekolam. Because look here, di lo tay mahachi katan shaget agadol. So now a small guy who kills a big guy, but gadol shaget akatan. Heichi katlinan le. How do you ever kill any of them? When you say he was a big guy, so therefore we got to find a small guy. Look at Rashi, Katan Sharag, Adam Nanas, a dwarf. Sharag at Agadol, who killed somebody big, right? So we can understand this last Torah Amra, Mishpat Echad Yelachem, Mishpat Echad Yelachem, for everybody. So what's the story? Ela Neshama Shakimine, Neshama Rachmane, Nishko Mine, Hachinam, Nehor Shakimine, Nehor Amrachmane, Nishko Mine. So This is a brighter which could lead you to conclude that maybe you could say ayin tachat ayin, right? Because we basically just threw out Rav Dostai's argument about that it can't be an eye for an eye, because if it's an eye for an eye, then they aren't equal. We basically just blown that bubble, right? Yeah. We've got other ways to solve it. We don't have to. In other words, Rav Nohorai's proof, Rav Dostai's proof is not a good proof. We're not necessarily pasking halacha, but we just say that that isn't the proof. You can't prove it from that. Right, so what's another brighter? Tanya Idach, Rabbi Shimon Yochai Omer, Ayin Tachat Ayin. What does it mean, Ayin Tachat Ayin? Mamon Ata Omer, you tell me it's Mamon. Mamon Ere Ere Mamon Ayin Mamash. Maybe you know, maybe it's Ayin Mamash. Right? Zagor Abach there who says, Ayin Mamash Amarta. Hooray, Shaya. Now again, why is it can't be Ayin Mamash? Hooray, Shaya, Suma Vesima. A blind guy who blinded somebody. Or a kitaya, the kita, or a guy missing a limb who took off a guy's limb, or a chiger, the chiger, right? Hayach ani makayem b'zei ayin tachat ayin. How would I now fulfill? So now he would say, it has to be mamon. Why? Because we could never get to ayin tachat ayin. Because if it's a limb for a limb, and he is really missing a limb, right? Or he's a blind guy, and he's now blinded somebody, he's really missing an eye. Right? So it's not equal here. He's not a footy. Well, you could take his other eye out. Maybe, but it's blind. Not the same because he's no. He's Simmer, you mean not only one eye? You're right. Thank you. He's blind in both eyes. Okay, right. He's blind already. Correctly, like Robert said, he can't take his eye out. Right. Svatru Amra Mishpat Echad Yelachem. We have to have uniformity here in Halacha. Mishpat Asher Lekuchem Amrei. It has to be everybody. So the Gemara says, "My Kushi, what's the problem? We've got to deal with Hechad Efshar, Efshar, Hechad Efshar, Lo Efshar." So the Gemara says, "Maybe here we've got a different story. Maybe we can solve this one and say, no, it's still not a proof, right?" All we're saying is where you can do it, and where you can't, you can't. So now, what happens where you can't do it? Let him go. Look at Rashi. And that's the deal. Either we're going to make them equal, or aren't equal, let them go. Right? So the Gemara is interesting. If you don't say this, my avdinan le. Right? Now, here's one of the only really complicated limudim, I think, on the whole long. We're going to fly through this stuff, but we're going to stop here for 1 second. What's the Gemara's proof over here? It says, if you don't say this, that you let the guy go, then you've got a problem. We know what a treifa is, right? Remember, a treifa is a person who won't live for 12 months. Remember, a guy who's not going to die. Yeah, that's a treifa. Or an animal also, which won't live for 12 months, right? Yeah. You shech the animal, you check it, and you see that it was sick. You wouldn't live for 12 months, you can't eat it. It's called a treifa. A human being as well. A treifa who wouldn't live for 12 months, a person not going to live. He kills somebody, a fully fledged human being who would have lived, please God, for another 85 years. Right? Now he's a treifa and he killed him. Now look where the problem comes in with treifa. So he's looking much like this. What's the problem with treifa? Right? The E. Hold on, I lost my place here.
Yeah, that's it.
If my right? Look at Rashi here. My avdinanle. Hi Gavra Ketilahu. Vahavale Aidut. Right? She'i ataya chola hazima. Now what's the problem here? This guy who killed, right? The Aidim now come along and say that this guy killed somebody. This guy's a traifer. Now, what's the problem with Aidim? In Aidim, we've got a concept of Aidim Zolomin, right? We learned that enough times. Mm. Aidim come along and say, he couldn't have been there because he was with us, right? He couldn't have done the killing. You Aidim, could not have seen him kill the guy because you were with us on the day that the killing took place. Okay. So now, what do we say? Right? We do to the Aidim what the Aidim would have done to the person. Now, he has a classic case, says Rashi. Look at the Rashi, yeah? Hi, Gavra Ketilahu, Vahava Le Eidut, She'iata Chola Hazimad, Ha'i Mishtakcha Eidim Zomamin. If these Eidim are found to be Eidim Zomamin, Paturim, the Eidim Zomamin are Patur in this case. Because normally they came along and said, this guy who's a traifa killed that person. Now, they wanted that guy to be put to death because he would have been put to death. He was found guilty of capital for the traitor person. Now, the alien zomim should be done to them what would have been done to the traitor.
Yeah.
Right? So look at Rashi. He says, in a case like this, the alien zomim are patur. And they're not going to be put to death. Why? The gavre ketile ba'u lemiktal. Because the guy they wanted to kill is essentially dead. Because he's a traitor. Right? Vehilchach, and therefore, Ihunami Patur. The Aidim, Vachemina, Baedumina, Behain, and Israel. So, what's the test here? For Aidim Zomamin, only if the Aidim Zomamin, you would have been able to do to them what they wanted to do to the guy, can you do to the guy himself? Got it? That's the litmus test.
They can't kill him.
They can't kill him. Because the Adim Zomim, you can't do to the Adim Kasher Zomim. Because the Trefa, you can't kill. Because
he,
as far as Beitin is concerned, this guy's a dead guy. Okay. So and you can't kill a dead person. So therefore, if you can't kill a person, therefore the Adim Zomim are patur by extension.
You don't have to learn the Adim Zomim. You just say, a Trefa guy is considered as
no,
dead.
So the Gomorrah doesn't look like it. The Gomorrah doesn't look like it. Because I'll give you an example why. Because a Trefa who kills in front of Beitin. Listen, this is important. A traitor person is... No, what you said is more important, but what I'm saying is going to help you with the balance of the Gemara. Right? An Adim Zomamin, a traitor only doesn't get put to death if there were Adim who saw him kill. If he killed in front of Beitin, if the Dayanim were standing there, and they saw him kill, they will put that traitor to death. Because the fact that he's a traitor isn't the reason that you can't kill him. It's because the Adim Zomamim can't be killed if they were Zomamim, because you can't do to them what they wanted to do to him. Therefore, you don't kill him. Okay, that's the deal. Let's hear.
Shakespeare, not cowards die many times before their death.
Before their death. Right. Okay. So that's a chidush over here. So therefore, the government wants to say that's why we can say the same thing over here. That if this guy, we haven't got time today, boys. If that this guy, that boys, men, gentlemen, boys are
okay.
Right. So that's what the government says. So therefore, the same by extension, it's just like they deal with the trefa, with Ein Zomim. So too will say over here that it's a patru of the guy, right? The patru. So that's the one. No, Debay Rav Yishmael Tana, another Tana.
But by the way, what about the opposite? What happens if a healthy guy kills a Trefa?
He's dead already.
I'm saying you let the
Trefa's dead.
He says here, the court can't execute someone who kills a Trefa because he's already dead, because he's considered
a Trefa. A person who kills a Trefa.
The court won't execute him.
That's what a person who kills a traifa.
Right.
Because he's not chayav mita, really, because he killed somebody who's already dead.
Killed
a dead person.
That's promoting.
So I'm saying, well not promoting you today, just patruing, it's just saying that a person who does it, well, I mean, patru. We've seen before, I mean, it's a good point what you're saying, that you aren't chayav mita if you kill somebody who's dead. Right. But you can't do it. You aren't allowed to kill, but you don't kill. You don't. But if you kill, right. Everybody. Okay. Now, the Rabbi Shmuel Tana Amar Kraki Natein Bo. Here we got a pasuk over here. Another bright to this on the same idea here of Ein Tach Ein. The pasuk is over here. Ki Natein Bo. Okay. Here we get into a bit of a trick in Pesukim. We've got a pasuk over here which says Shever Tachat Shever. This is a similar pasuk from Mishpatim in Vayikra. Shever Tachat Shever, Ayin Tachat Ayin, Shen Tachat Shen. Kaasher Yiten Mum BaAdam, Ken Yinaten Bo. Just like a guy, when you say you give him a mum, yeah, it seems to be that you actually did him, right? So it's like this, Ken Yinaten Bo. The Ein Netina says the Gemara Ela Mamon. So when it says Ken Yinaten Bo, what does it mean? What's not ten? Not ten is mammon. So you pay money. So the Gemara says, wait a second. If that's the case, if Ken Yinaten Bo is money, Elameata, the first part of the pasuk said, Kaasher Yiten Mum BaAdam. When you give a mum in BaAdam, Hachinami the mammon who? Is it also a mammon? When you actually did the mum, you gave the guy money. What do you gave him? You right? What's in the Amrei? The Rabbi Shmuel, Kraya Teira Darshe. There's a Yitur in the Kraya. We don't get bogged down, right? Why? Michtektiv, right? The Pasuk, another Pasuk in, that Pasuk was Perek Kaf Dalet Pasuk Kaf. The pasuk preceding that in Perek Kaf Dalet, pasuk Yutelas Vayikra said, "Ve'ish ki yiten mum ba'amito, kasher asa ken yaselo." And then it said, "Kasher ten mum ba'adam ken yinaten bo." Right? So we've got the same principle, same concept. We discussed in two different ways. It says, "Michtik dil ish ki yiten mum ba'amito, kasher asa ken yaselo, ken yinaten bo lamali." What is that yinaten bo? It's superfluous now. It's a proper yitur, right? Shma mina mamon. Already know the din of ken yiten bo. So why is, of asa, kasher asa ken yaselo? So what's the yinaten bo? That's mamon. So I said, if that's the case, kasher yiten bo mum lamali. So why do we have to have kasher yiten bo mum, right? In other words, what's the whole idea of the in the second pasuk? Of kasher ya as vishki ten bo mum, kasher. Hold on 1 second. Vishki ten bo mum mito kasher asa. So it's right. Kasher yiten mum ba adam. Kasher yiten mum ba adam. The beginning of that pasuk. In other words, if we're learning it all from pasuk yutet, which says ishki ten bo mum kasher asa ken ya aselo. We understand now that ki yinaten comes to give you is a yitur redundant to just kesef. But what's the beginning of that second pasuk, kasher yiten mum, teaching us? What are we in there, that for? Kasher yiten mum badam? He says, I did a bayi, michtav, ken yinaten bo, katav nami, kasher yiten nam mum badam. So this is basically linguistics. And because the pasuk wanted to teach us in the second part of the pasuk, the money said use the same lashon yiten in the first pasuk. We're going to see that a bit of a theme running through us. We're going to see again. Devei Rabbi Chiya, another writer, Rabbi Chiya, by midrash, same idea. Amar Kra, the pasuk says in Dvarim Yutet, says velo tachos einecha venefesh benefesh. Ayin v'ayin, shen b'shen, yad b'yad, regel b'ragel. Okay, so it says yad b'yad. Why does it say yad b'yad? Davar haniten miyad liyad. And what is the yad? What do you give from hand to hand? Well, my news is going to mammon. It's mammon. So we said, wait a second. If it's mammon, is from hand to hand. But the pasuk didn't say yad b'yad. It said nefesh b'nefesh, ayin b'ayin, shen b'shen, yad b'yad, regel b'ragel. So it says ela me'ata. Regel beragel nami achihu. So what you give them leg to leg? Mm-hmm. What's a leg to leg thing? So the Gemara said like this: Amre in the Beir Rabbi Chiya, they answered, "Kraya terek darshay." Same thing to the Yitra Avia. Michti ketiv vasid no kasher zamam lasot lachiv. The pasuk says vasid no kasher zamam. That's the pasuk we spoke about a few minutes ago, right? That on the surveying zavamim, right? Is a gadatach mamish. If we thought you should do exactly what he said, yad biyad lameli shvamin amamon. So regel regel lameli ayidi kati biyad biyad kati dami regel regel. So once the girls already talking about yad biyad, the ikar limud is in the yad biyad. But since we say that it's not literal, so we're saying all these cases yad biyad regel regel regel. It's all for money. Okay. Abaya has his own bra. Abaya said like this. Abaya Amar. There's a Hagorah Bach that corrects that Omer to Amar right in the past tense, because this whole limud is in the past tense. Abaya Amar. That's interesting, you know, it's a vote. I've said it many times at an Avel house. I haven't got really time, but you know, we learn Mishnayot for the Ilui Nishma. Let me have an Avel. The common answer is why we learn Mishnayot, because it's the same letters Neshama and Mishnah. But I saw a brilliant vote. It's the brother of the Maharal, the Ach of the Maharal, says that the reason why we learn Mishnah at an Avel house and not Gemara. Says Gemara Lashon is always written in the past tense. Amar Abaya, Amar Avina, Amar Avde is in the past tense. Where the Mishnah is Hevei Omer, Mishnah is in the present tense. And that's why you learn Mishnah in a Beit Avel, because even though the person has died, it's as if he's still there. That's why you learn Mishnah, you don't learn Gemara. It would have made more sense to learn Gemara. But you learn Mishnah, because Mishnah, and here you can see here. He has a reason. The Hagotah Bach, I just realized this now, corrects the Lashon, because it says Abaya Omer. The Gemara isn't Abaya Omer. In Gemara Lashon, it's Abaya Amar. Past tense. So that's why it corrects it. Mishnah would have said Rabbi Akiva Omer, but in the or a bride to any Tanaim, but in a Abraic source, it's in the Lashon and in the past tense. Okay. So Abaya Amar. Atyami the Tanya by Chizkia. We come from Chizkia. What? The Tanya by Chizkia. Ayin tachat ayin. Right, ayin tachat ayin. You look at that pasuk there. If it's got it, the pasuk, it's lower down. It's brought there as yud in the art scroll Gemara's. don't know what Steinmetz was over there. It says, Im v'im ason yihye v'natata nefesh tachat nafesh. Ayin tachat ayin, shen tachat shen, yad tachat yad, regal tachat regal. That's okay, right? So the Rebbe is saying, ayin tachat ayin, nefesh tachat nafesh, v'lo nefesh v'ayin tachat ayin. Okay, that's how he learned it. He says, v'lo nefesh v'ayin. The pasuk says, ayin tachat ayin, nefesh tachat nafesh. It doesn't say ayin v'nefesh. Now, what's the problem with that? V'is takadah tach mamash, and if you think that ayin tachat ayin means really an eye for an eye, zimnin de mishkachat la, ayin v'nefesh tachat ayin. It would happen that sometimes you'd have a case of ayin v'nefesh tachat ayin. Why? De bahade de avile nafke nishmatei. When you come to blind him, you can kill him. People can die from losing an eye, right? Mm-hmm. Infections, all sorts of things. So we could do that. So the question is, my kushya. So, and so, let it be, let him die. Deal me meimar am dinan le. We put a guy there to assess him, check if he can stand the having his eye removed. Imatzi makabel avdinan, and if he can, we do it. Vilo matzi makabel lo avdinan, and the doctor says he can't withhold an operation, he'll die from it. So we won't do it. Right? And if the doctor says he can do it, V'i amdinan de matzi makabel, it's assessed that he can do it. V'av dinan bay, and we take out his eye. V'nafi gruche, and he happens to die. I might lamut, it's a big deal, let him die. Right? The Gemara says, we have a limud over here. Abaya says we can never bait Chizkiah, that it must be ayin tachat ayin money and not mamash. Why? Because the pasuk doesn't say ayin v'nefesh tachat ayin, it says ayin tachat ayin. Okay. And therefore, if we allow them to mamash, to remove the eye, then sometimes the guy could die. Then we've got ayin, so the Gemara says, big deal, Musa as yamut. We'll bring a doctor and we'll assess him. We're doing look in the Gemara. Look. Mi lo tnan gabe malkot. Don't we have that concept during malkot? Amduhu umay tachad yopatru. We bring a guy, says him he can get 27. I heard somebody gave a shir that malkot always in multiples of three. I never knew that, by the way. Malkot always in multiples of three. So the guy would get 3 or 9 or 27 or 30 or 39 is the most.
Most.
Right? But in multiples of three. The doctor says he can get 25 malkot, 24, thank you. I thought 3 didn't work in it. Right, 24 malkot. And he dies. It's a big deal, so he died. No one's chayev.
All the precautions necessary.
Right, no one's chayev. So the same thing over here, he didn't die. Right, so that's not a proof. I don't think the Gemara is necessarily trying to say that it's over. The Gemara is going, you can see the trouble it's going through. We've got all these proofs. We say that's not a proof. That's not a proof. That's not a proof. That's not a proof, right? Another one. Rav Zvid Mishmei. Another one. Why it should be Mamon. Rav Zvid Mishmei de Rabba Amar. Now there's a Tikkun Avi as well. If you look at the Agota Bach corrects the Mesura Shas. Corrects that Rabba to Rava. Okay. Rav Zvid was actually a Talmud of Rava. Okay. There were a few Rav Zvids, but Rav Zvid the second, who we're dealing with over here, he was an Amora of the fourth and fifth generation Amoraim in Babel. He was Rava's Talmud. That's why the Besura Shasa over here, this is the Rashal. Now the Rashal changes it to Rav Zvid Mishmei de Rava, because it was his Talmud. Amar Kra, Petzachat Patza. We've got the pasuk says Petzachat Patza, Litain Tsar B'makom Nezek. What's Petzachat Patza telling us? We learned already in our Mishnah that there are 5 things you pay for, right? You pay for Nezek, and you also pay for Tsar, for pain, right? For pain. So what we learn of a pasuk pain, nitain tsar b'makom nezek. Ve'is al kedat tach mamash. If you think that you're physically going to actually inflict pain on the same on the guy who did it, why must he pay for pain? Right? Ki hechi de lahai have le tsara lahai nami it le tsare. He's suffering himself. Why must he compensate the guy for pain if he himself is going to be suffering the pain? So therefore he wants to say it can't be mamash. Because if it was mamash, he wouldn't have to pay for pain. The fact that he's going to pay for pain means he himself is not suffering any pain. That's his limit, okay? So the Gemara says, no, what's big deal? My kushya. Deal me ikka inishta mefanak itle tsara tvei. Vikinishta lo mefanak itle tsara, velaitle tsara. Maybe no, it's completely different. People's thresholds are different. This guy who suffered, he had a very low pain threshold and therefore he suffered a lot. The guy who did the damage, he's got a very high pain threshold, and therefore when you're taking out his eye, he's not going to suffer very much. Right? L'may nafkamina, l'mit v'leheach, d'vini v'ni. And then what's the payment of tsa'ar when we said petza tachat petza? The difference. So now we'll assess the pain threshold and we'll say, we're not paying you for your nezek. That's not what we're paying you. We're not paying you the pain on your original thing because you're now exempt. You only suffered, I don't know, 10 measures on the pain meter. And you suffered 20 measures on the pain meter. And therefore, on the difference in the 10, I've got to pay you now because you suffered more than me.
That's all.
That might be the answer. Right? So there was no proof over here. Does he explain it like that, by the way? Does he say anything?
The difference between, yeah.
I don't know. You bring experts, you bring stuff. Okay. So now, Rav Papa, so in other words, we can't, that's not a proof either. Rav Papa tries to bring a different proof. He says like this. Rav Papa Mishmei de Rava Amar Kra V'rapo Yirape. Right? The end of that whole story is Im Yakum V'talech Bachutz. The guy eventually gets up and he walks around. Al Mishantoch and he stands V'nika Hamake. Right? And therefore the guy who beat him up is cleared. Rak Shivto Yiten. He has to pay for his Shevet V'rapo Yirape and pay for his medication. So it's the same thing. So Rav Papa wants to learn from in the rabbi from Rapo Yirape. Liten refuah makom nezek, the same idea. He's got to pay refuah for nezek. V'isal kedatach mamash. And if we think it's ayin tach ayin mamash, ki eched ahave bayi asya, hainami bayi asya. Asya means the doctor, right? To be medication. Same idea, right? Asuta, right? That's asuta. That's the word asuta, right? So the same idea. Where do we? So same concept, right? Just like we're going to pay for medication. So Moses says, big deal, my kushi, what's the question? Deal me ikid asalik bashay haya, ve ikid lo salik bashay. Same idea. This one gets better quicker, this one's going to get better quicker. Lamay nafkamin, lamaytim de hayach, de vene vene. We pay for the difference. Okay, let's go. Rav Ashi Amar. This is, I think, the last proof of they could say money now. Rav Ashi Amar, atye tachat mishor. He says, no, we can learn that it's mamish, that it's not mamish, that it's money, from tachat mishor. Right? Because it's shor tachat shor. So we've got the same sort of idea, right? Here it says ayin tachat ayin, eye for eye. There it says shalem yishalem, shor tachat ashor. And there it says shalem yishalem, tachat says to pay. So in that pasuk it says shalem yishalem, shor tachat ashor. So we can say gzera shava. Just like tachat there means the shalem, so too tachat yeah means the shalem. My lahalan mamun afkan mamun. The word says, my chaziti alafte tachat tachat mishor. What do you see? Why do you want to learn from shor? Neilaf tachat tachat mi adam. We had this Gemara, the same idea yesterday's daf, right? We said, let's not learn from nezikin and mitte, let's learn nezikin or adam, etc., right? Tachat adam. Dichtiv v'nefesh tachat nafesh, v'tachat nefesh tachat nafesh. My lahalan mamash. Afkan mamash. Other way around. You want to learn from Shor. You want to learn Mammon. I say no. I want to learn from Adam. And I want to learn that it's mamash. Just like there, you got to kill a guy if he kills somebody. So the other one says, Amre, danin nezakin mi nezakin. V'ein danin nezakin mi mita. No, because you want to bring it from mita, from capital punishment. I want to bring it from nezakin, from monetary punishment. The one says, Adraba, danin Adam mi Adam. You getting stuck on the capital versus monetary. I'm saying no, don't learn animal from human being from animal. So right, so the Gemara accepts that. The Gemara says Ella, and we know that, right? And there's a the Gemara says Ella, and now and rephrases and says yes something else. Okay, so we accept that we don't want to learn from animal, but we also don't want to learn it from capital punishment. Therefore, we will give another answer. Ella Amar Rav Ashi. Mitachat asher ina yaliflei. There's a pasuk over there from Dvarim. It says, "Natana isha shochev ima lavi hanara chamishim kasa." It's talking about like a seducer, right? He seduces a betula. He pays the father of the woman of this nara 50 kesef. Velo tiel isha, and he marries her. Tachat asher ina, because he caused her suffering. Lo yuchal shalcha kol. Remember, he can't let her go forever. He can't divorce her. He's stuck with her now. All right. Remember the Ramban said the whole idea there was to help people basically to go up in life. Because normally it's a rich guy who will take advantage of a poor woman. And therefore she would never had a chance really to get anywhere. And now the Torah forces him to marry her. So she, as a poor woman from a downtrodden family, ends up being married to a rich guy.
You say he's not allowed to divorce her?
He's not allowed to divorce her forever. Never.
Right.
It says, the Pasuk says, Lo yuchal shalcha kol yamav. Can't chuck her, can't do the whole. Okay.
If she wants to leave, she can.
If she wants to leave, she can. But he can't, he can't. Even if she has to consent to marrying him, they can't force him to force her to marry him either. But if she wants to,
then she
wants
to leave, she can. We know that.
Getting
you, she can.
Well, he's right. Robert's right. She still needs a get, and he's the guy that gives a get. It's a catch 22 here, because he has to give her a get, but now it's asking for her to give him a get. So how can he let her go if she wants to go? It's a good question, but I understand. Okay, that's not our sugya. We'll get there, right? That's a good question, right? El Amar Rav Ashi mitachat asher inaya lifla Adam me Adam. Venezikin, yeah, we've got the best of both worlds. We've got Adam Adam, because we're talking here about people that are doing from oxen, and we've got a case of it's Nezikin over here, and it's not capital punishment. So we've got a beautiful situation, and we could learn it from there. Tan Rabbi Lezer Omer, Rabbi Lezer says no. Rabbi Lezer says actually Ayn Tachat Ayn Mamash. We've just spent like a whole sugya now discussing, right? All the things. Comes along Rabbi Eliezer and says, Mamash. Mamash al-kedatach. What Rabbi Eliezer, late, like a chol, hani, tnaya, all these tanaim, all these shittas we've just been bringing over here, trying to prove one way or the other, and it could be a kombi, it could be a kombi. Rabbi Eliezer isn't interested in all of that. right? Hold on, I lost my place now, sorry. I'm a rabba, and I think that rabba is corrected to a rabba as well. If you look at that Masul Ashas there, he says there, Vav, right, Girsa Rasha, also rabba, right. This is all rabba in this, okay. I'm a rabba, Lomar She'ein Shamin Oto Ke'evit. Right, so what's he mean? He didn't really mean to say that it's mamash. And what he wanted to say was, Ayin Tachat Ayin Mamash, is we take an evaluation of the I, mamash, not the Evi. Because we said originally, we learned in our Mishnah, how do you do this? The Mishnah said, you see what he was worth before as an Evi, and what he's worth now as an Evi, right? So he says, you don't do anything to do with Avadim. Right? Amalei Abaye, Ela Keman, Keben Chorin. What you want to establish, Avadim like a Ben Chorin. Ben Chorin, meet Le Dmei, but there's no market for a Ben Chorin. There's no market for a free person. How much is the free person worth? Right? The only way to get a value is to value the slave. How do you do it? Ela Amar Rav Ashi, Lomar She'ein Shamin Oto Benizak, Ela Bemazik. His Chiddush Rabbi Eliezer is that you don't value the eye that was lost. You value the value of the eye of the guy who took the eye out. What's his eye worth? And that's what he means by Ayin Tachat Ayin Mamash. It's mamash, an eye for an eye. He took out your eye, you value his eye. That's what he meant by ayin tachat ayin mamash. Right?
It's interesting that in these discussions of whether big eye for small eye and all these different valuations, but they don't use the term like what you learned about the edit, like or ziburit, that this is a better
relative,
eye.
Relative.
Right.
Interesting. How do you do the eye of the mazik? There's a Rashi over here, Ela Ba'adam She Mazik. Look at the Rashi there. Mazik, where's the Rashi, isn't there? Ela Mazik, Eino She Mazik Shaminan Kamu Shaveli Mecherach Shav. Kamu Yafe Belo Ayin. Ma'ayin Mamash, the Kamar Eino She Mazik Nishu Matach Ayin Shenizik. So it's the same thing. You value him as an Eved.
On
Eved, right? That's based on the Mishnah. As an Eved, but the Eved now of the Mazik.
Of the Mazik. 20/20 vision?
Right, exactly.
He only had one eye.
Okay, Matty, we got a long daft today. Ahu chamre dekati yadad and look at him. We got Maisa here. Right, there was this chamor, this donkey that cut off a child's hand. They came to Rabbi Shmuel for judgment. Amar Lehu said to them, Zilu Shumule Arbitvarim, go establish all these four things. So Amar Lehu, Rabbi said, what do you mean four things? Va'anan Chamishat now. We looked at there five things. Why four things? He said, Amar Lehu, Barbi Nezek coming. Obviously, I'm talking about other than Nezek. Nezek is Pashut, but go and value the other things as well. Now, what's the Chiddush over here? Being a Chamor, a donkey, there's only really Nezek. So that's only Nezek. A human being pays five things. An animal who causes damage only pays one thing, only Nezek. Yeah. Right? So that's the so yes, what's Gemara? He said, Amalei Abaye Vaha Chamorhu, but it's a donkey. V'chamim Shem and Nezek, and a Chamor only pays Nezek, so why are you giving us all these, telling us to do these things? Amaleihu Zil Shumulei Nizka, you're right, go and establish only the Nezek. Right? So it's obvious that he have assumed over here, Papa Bar Shmuel, that he didn't understand really that the damage was done by a donkey. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it was done by a donkey, we would never say that. V'haka avde baye le mishayme. Right? V'haka avde baye le mishayme. And you've got to set value him like an evid. So Amar Lehu, Zidu Shaymu Kavda, go value him like an evid. What's the problem? Amar Lehu, Avuadi Yanuka, Lo Beina. His father wanted us value him like an evid. His father saying we can't take this child to the slave market and get the slave traders to value him. Right, the zila bei milta, because it's unbecoming for him. It's insulting. Amru lei v'hakem mechayavte le yinuka. Look at Rashi. V'hakech mechayavte le yinuka. Ata chavu marielo. You're causing him an injustice. Shemocher ata al chavalato, because you the guy won't pay. The hatashlumin shel tinoka in velo shachad. He's not your money. Kedetani le kaman. Kedetani miaserem zgula. What's the din? The din is that even though he's a katan, when he gets the money, he's meant to take that money and invest the money, look after it for the child for the future. It's not your money, what are you doing? So he says, no problem. Don't worry, when he gets older, I'll compensate him from my own stuff. I'm not taking my child to the slave market. Let them go with it. Ahu turu da'alis, another story. Ahu turu da'alis yadeh dechinuka. So this shore, this ox who chewed off, the Kutte Rashi there says, la'as b'shinav, hey? Right. Right. Chewed off his kid's hand, right? The Yanuka Atla Kamad Rav, they came in front of Rabbi, Amalu Zidu Shai Mahu Ka'avda. They go establish value him like an evid. Amalu Vaha Marhu the Amar. Aren't you, Rava, you tell me I must go value him like an evid? Abalata Ha Mahu Korani Shum Ka'avid and Govindu Bavel. But in Bavel, we don't have this judgment. We saw that before, a few times in our Sugya, that in Bavel there's no dinim of Knas, because there aren't proper Dayani Musmachim, and we don't do all these things. Saying you don't, we don't do nishum ke'evid, we don't do this established assessing of like a slave in Babel. Amalu lo tzricha, right? We need it. Why? To eat tafas. We've seen this before as well, right? Plenty of times in our Gemara. What's tafas? That in Babel, even though we can't enforce the guy to pay a fine, but if the damaged party grabs hold of assets of the guy, we don't force him to pay them back. So let's get an evaluation here, just in case he chaps something, and therefore at least we know how much he's allowed to keep or not allowed to keep. Okay, so Kavda, right? Amru lei v'ha marhu da amar, but it was you, Rav, who said, kol anishum ke'evid and gvinot b'vavar, I'm sorry, this is what if I said. Rav the time, and the word says Rav was consistent, amar Rav nezek niskei shor b'shor v'niskei shor b'adam, gvinot b'vavar. If we've got shor b'shor, an ox damages another ox, right? Or shor b'adam, right, where the human being caused damage to the ox, right? That we do judge in Bavel, right? About niska adam ba adam, but when people damage other niska adam b'shor, where the shore, so other way niska adam b'shor, right? Where the shore damages the person, ain govino to Bavel, we don't. So he has a case of the animal causing damage to the person. According to this case, we shouldn't be doing it in Babel. So the word says, Mashna niska adam ba adam, niska adam ba shor de lo. What's specific about when people damage each other? The word is going to say a wild thing in a second, right? Or when an animal damages a person that we don't judge them in Babel. Why this? Gemara says, Elohim ba inavalek. We need judges, proper qualified judges. Elohim yeh judges, and we haven't got judges for that.
Right?
In Babel, we said they weren't musmachim. So the Gemara says that's the case. Niska shor b'shor b'shor b'adam nami. On the other way around, yeah. When the human being damages an animal, or when animals fight with each other, also Elohim ba'inan b'leika. We need because the pasuk there says, right? In both of them it says the Elohim ketiv, right? The mashma da'inim mumchin, right? We have to. It says the ve'avo shnehem Elohim. What does that? Ve'avo Elohim. Ve'avo shnehem Elohim. Right? Rashi's got a whole long Rashi over here. Adam, Adam, Mechirivun, Adam, Veshor, Vechigach, Uvahi, Pashkativ, Ad Elohim, Yavod, Devar, Shnehem. They've got to come to the judges.
Bashor,
Veshor. Uksavra, Kulakai, Rashi says. Banum, Chismuchim, Babel, Ein, Smicha. Right? So what's going on? Yes, the Gemara says Elamaishna Shor B'Shor B'Shor B'Adam. What's the difference when it's Shor B'Shor or Shor B'Adam? In a case like this, when it's animals fighting or a human being that caused damage to an animal, Deshlichu Tayu Kavdinam. We act in Bavel like the Shlichim of Eretz Yisrael. We aren't the actual judges. We act like the Shlichim. Because it seems like the law was pretty better set. It was less judging needed. Right, there's a long rush, but I'm running out of time here. The shlichutayu, right? The bnei Eretz Yisrael, right? We act as their shlichim. Kavdidan. Midi dehava ahod daot vahavot, right? Because what are we really talking about here? We're talking about, just like, he says, like we also do on hodaot and havaot. Hodaot and havaot is also with money when you admit and the people, etc. Those things are pashut. In Babel, they carried on those laws. So Adam ba'adam ba'adam is short. Now, mishlichutayu, because they must say, we'll do the same. Be their shlichim as well for that. Midi dehava ahod vahavot, just like you do it, ahod vahavot. So why can't you be the shlichim for them as well? So he says like this, Amre kikav didan shlichutayu, when are we the shlichim? But midei de kimle begave, things that are known, that are obvious. But kimle degave, that we know what's going on, right? That the, like I said, that the rules are pretty straightforward. Right, midei de lo kimle begave, lo didan shlichutayu, things that already need, right? That need proper professional in involvement here. We can't look at the Rashi, the Lokim, Kagon Hacha Deba'ina Nemeshemai, Nemeshayme, like this, where we have to go and assess. On the assessment side, right, on the appraising side, we don't know how to do it. We haven't got the ability to do it, right? What's the problem? What's the problem? How do you know when it comes to shore and ashore, right? What the damage is, or shore of Adam, when a person damages a shore, you go to the marketplace and you see how much is a shore worth. And that's how you know it, right? It's the same thing. Adam Badam Vadam Shonami, the same thing. Pukhaziachim does not the Adam Shukha. Go see how much an ever he sold for in the shuk. You don't have to be a big clever dick here. You just gotta go out and see what's the price of an ever. You don't have to have any expertise. Just like you know what a shore is, there's a market price, and a shore is worth 100 rubles, whatever the case is. V'od, and more so, Tashlum Kefil, the Tashlum Abhamisha de Kitse, Navich Lechutayu. The same when it comes to kefil tashlum and four and fives, etc., right? The kitzi, right? These things are fixed, set amounts. Na'avet shlichutayu, right? Look at Rashi. Alme kaimelan de'ein dani dinei knas mevavel. We see there, and you're telling me now that it's things that the kimlan, even things the kimlan you don't do. I think that's pshat, right? Even things, you're telling me it's things that are kimlan, even fixed things you don't do. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara is like this. The Gemara answers a couple of answers. I said, Amre, Kikav Dinan. So now the Gemara is going to now start delineating the conditions for when in Bavel they do carry out things and they can do Shlichut and when they can't do Shlichut. So he says, Kikav Dinan Shlichutayu, when do we do Shlichut? B'mamona. But Knas Lo Avdinan. So only with the actual the damage, the Keren, we do it. With regard to any Knas, we don't do Shlichut. The Gemara says, Adam Ba'adam. So then, okay, so here, when one person inflicts damage on another person, that is mamon, it's not a knas. Pay that you should do. So he says, no, 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 there's a further limitation. Look at this, this is what I said, it's a wild gemara. Things that are common. Adam ba'adam lo shchicha. People beating up other people or causing damage to people is not something which is common in Babel. No, it's a bit minor. Lo that we don't do shlichutayu. The Gemara says, but wait a second. Hare, boshet, upagam. Now the Bach takes out this word pagam. But anyhow, boshet, but there's a long rashi on the pagam on this. But pagam is when a woman's raped, right? And then her value has been depreciated. That is like a proper pagam in the woman, right? She's now less attractive. People, you know, are not going to want to marry, right? Not going to marry. We're not the chance of wanting to marry a woman who everyone's running around saying was raped, right? It causes a pagam, and therefore there's damages. You've got to compensate for that. But there must be hare boshet, in embarrassment, or pagam de shchiach, which does exist, navid shlichutayu, right? And then you're telling me, so if that's the case, you're telling me the lo shchicha, but yeah, I'm telling you this is shachiach. So why don't you do that? And it seems like they didn't do that either in Bavel, right? The most Amri Hachinami too. Also, why? Dara Papa Agav Arba Meya Zuzela Boshet. And there we got proof. I don't know. So he said, you can do that. So he says, you're right. And Hachinami, we do it. Right? And he has your case of Rapapa. Rapapa even charged the guy Arba Meya Zuzela for Boshet. So we see that they do it. So the Gemara says, Abba Halei to Rapapa. But we don't pass in our Rapapa. The Gemara says, you can't bring Rapapa's proof. Why? The Shalach Le Rav Chizda Le Rav Nachman. Because we had the Sugya, right? This over here, we've already seen this Gemara, right? In Kaf Zayin Amud Bet. We saw this over here. But we had a case. The Shalach Rav Chizda Le Rav Nachman. Rav Chizda Le Rav Nachman is Shaila. Right? In Eretz Yisrael. The Shalach Le, he said to him, Chizda, Chizda, Knasa Kamavid Bebavel. You're dealing with Knasot in Bebavel. Stop dealing with it. That's not your area of dealing with that. So therefore we see that even if Papa might have done it, it's not the halacha. So now when do we do shlichutayu? So now the Gemara gives a definition. One, b'milta de shchicha, and v'it bei chisaron kis. Has to be something where the guy had lost money in the process. Now, pegam or boshet, there wasn't chisaron kis. And achinami, the guy now's value has dropped, but he never actually had, it wasn't out-of-pocket money. Right, so we need milta de shchicha, something that's common and with out of pocket money. About milta de shchicha, but late bech yisro kis. But if it's only something which is common, but there's no chisro on kis, inami also all. If it's milta lo shchicha, something that's not common, ve'it bech yisro on kis, and there is money, lo avdinan shlichutayu. Okay, that's how the words that works like this. Hilchach. Okay, therefore adam ba adam. Therefore people who eat avagav the eat bech yisro on kis. Now there might be loss. There might be proper chisron kis in this whole story. He has to now go and pay for doctors and pay for, he loses money because he can't work, etc. Kevan de lo shchicha, lo avdilan shlichutayu, we don't do it because it's not shchich. And boshet, on the other hand, right, in this embarrassment, afagav de shchicha, if that happens and it exists and we know that the story happens, kevan de late bach chisron kis, lo avdinan shlichutai, we wouldn't do it. Okay? So now we can understand now the story of Shor, Vashor, Bama, Mama, etc. So it was like this. Okay, so now let's go back to our original story on Amud Aleph. Vashor, Vashor, Govin, Bebavel. So now we should say Shor, Vashor, it's Chisaron Kis, and it's Shchiach, and it's Kimle, it's a case of Kimle Begave. We know exactly what the story is. What's the problem? Govin Begavel. So why don't we do it in Babel? According to all your criteria now, Shor Beshor should be okay in Babel. So why don't we do it? Right? So they're going to explain now what's the story. What are we actually speaking about? The Azik man. Who damaged who here? Elam with the Azik Adam. If you say that the Shor, right, let the Shor damage the person, my area showed Azik Adam. Why Dafka showed Azik Adam? I feel Adam, the Azik Adam. Nami ain't going to be Vavel. Why do you choose Dafka Shor? Go to Adam. And the Pshita, we must be speaking here about a Shor that did damage to a Shor. Uktani on that, we learned, ain't going to be Vavel. So we can see that we got profit. So we've solidified this argument. We've got a good question here. A good question now against everything the driver just said. Why don't you do it? So Amre, the answer is what? Hatam Batam. Hacha b'mu'ad. Right? When we said there's shor, no, it's on a tam. And on a tam we don't, but on a mu'ad we would do it. Why on a tam we would? Look at this. We wouldn't. Look at the intricate Rashi there. Hacha b'tam. Find that Rashi of the tam. It's by the middle of the road, on the line. Ein govin de kaimelan palga nizniska knasa. But remember Parakama in the first Parak on Daf Tet Vav there, on Daf 15. It was only about 70 days ago. Right, it was 2 months ago, 2.5 months ago, we learned this Gemara, and you all remember it, right? But you remember the principle. We said that a tam only pays chatzin nezek, remember? A tam pays 50% of the nezek. A muad pays the whole nezek. Now, when you're paying 50% of the nezek, that is not mamon, that's knas. And in Bavel, you don't pay knas. So on a tam in Bavel, you'd be patra, but on a muad, you'd be chayev. But that was a great question. Now look at this. Now it says the Gemara like this. V'ha'amar Rabba ain mu'ad b'bavel. We can't have a mu'ad in Bavel. Why can't we have a mu'ad in Bavel? We just said that there's no din of a tam, right? Mm-hmm. Go to Rashi quickly. Ain mu'ad, de kevan, de menegichot, de temut, lo ma'itina lebei dina, hechi me'yadlei. If you never bring him as a tam to Beit Din, how do you ever turn him into a muad?
Yes,
you got to be three times. And we don't deal with the tam in Babel because there's no knas. So you can never get a guy to be a muad, right? And we were Amrei de Iyad Hatam v'aytilach. No, he was there. We made him in Israel. At Israel, they dealt with him and then they brought him here. Now, once he was here, I was ready to tell him. But now we get again. We said there were a couple of conditions. One of the conditions was it has to be something which is ongoing. What, it's shchicha that they bring oxen from Israel who are muad? That doesn't exist, that, right? You just did yourself, but you don't do it, you aren't a shlichim. So he says, no, what's the story? The atu rabbanan da hatam ve'yidua hacha, Eretz Yisrael chachamim who were musmach, they came and they did it, they could do it. The Gemara says, sof, milta de lo shchichi, however you want, it's still not a davar shachiyachi. Va'atama, milta de lo shchichi, lo kavdina shlichutayu. So he says, okay, we got it. Ela, the Ela, here comes the Ela. We accept it all. And the Gemara backtracks down and says, Ki ka'amar Rava, when Rava said this about the shor, he was speaking about Beshen Veregel. There's a bit of Chazorah from Parak Aleph. Koshen Veregel, why? The Mu'adin mitchilatanin who, they are always Mu'ad from the beginning. Okay, I think let's end off over here.